Mary Lou. It's Betty. How are you?
Okay, and you?
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, hanging in there, I guess.
Ma'am?
I'm hanging in there, I guess.
Oh, I guess I am, too.
Good.
I got through it, Mom.
Are you getting the winds that they're talking about?
Oh, the winds are terrible here. And they were so bad yesterday with so much dirt and dust because we're so dry.
Yeah, that's what I thought about when I heard that.
Oh, we are.
I washed
my car and it just was terrible. Everything's dusty now. They said we were going to have a freeze last night, but we didn't. I mean, you know, we'd get back down to 32, but it didn't. So I don't know what it got down to. But anyway, we're supposed to have it again tonight, at least freeze, and then it's supposed to kind of quit. Are y'all okay with yours?
Yeah, well, we're in the midst of another big change for today, and so we have a lot of rain this morning, and then it's supposed to be temperatures dropping and
has arrived.
So
it's wild this year, isn't it?
Be run again today, and then tomorrow it's supposed to be very windy and blustery, and then
now let's see, you're in what place? Tell me your location again.
In Pennsylvania, in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Goodness. All righty. I'm just trying to get my brain to work a little bit this morning. To wake up and get stuff done. To remember whatever else is going on. But I'm going to be on mute and stay as long as I can, but I've got to try to go to another thing. So. Anyway, appreciate you doing it every morning.
Thank you. I appreciate you being here.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
I'm by myself. I hope everything's okay with Joanne. I can't get a hold of her. So.
Oh.
I can see a little bit. She was going to the beach, but I think somebody was going down with her, I hope.
Oh.
Anyway. Couldn't get her last night. Young man that lives with us is in the hospital in emergency. So.
Does she just live a short ways from you, Char, or how?
Oh, no, she lives quite a way. I mean, she lives in Portland, but she's on the opposite side. She's about close to an hour from us. 45 to an hour.
But you always connect her in or something, right?
Yes, the lines don't allow her to do what we're trying to do without a lot of things. So, yeah.
Well, I never did understand. I didn't know what the deal was or how.
The big issue, Mom is her, CJ's mom is sitting with him at the hospital. An emergency room until they can transfer into another hospital. So we've had a rough month with them. So, I don't think I said anything on the call. A couple of people.
Okay. All right. Well, I finished my biopsy and I finally got to take, it off today, but I won't know anything for about 8 more days.
Your what? Take your what off?
I had my biopsy done Monday, and I won't know anything on my removal until about 8 more days next week.
Now where? What part of your body is it?
It's on my neck.
What's on
your neck? The right side of my neck, a big knot. So that way,
causing the problem.
Well, they don't know what it is, you know. They don't know if it's okay. It just came up, and then it kind of went down some, but then they finally decided it was best to try to do a biopsy of it. So I'll know from that later on what it's going to be.
Well, we'll be praying for you.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh my goodness, that's all kinds of things going on. And, go ahead.
I don't have anything else to say. I'm fine.
I'm going to have to, I think, beg off of doing the Wednesday calls for a little bit, because I've got so much going on at this point. And I know you all know about my husband with the situation that I'm dealing with, but another situation has popped up for me. So I'm having an issue with my kidneys at this point in time. And I'm not exactly sure what's going on, and I guess the doctors don't either, but there's a terrific amount of protein in my urine. And so the last test that I had done, the amount of protein, and I don't know how they measure that, the amount of protein in my urine should have been under 150, and it's over 1,000. So the next step for this, for me, is to have a biopsy done on my kidneys. And I don't know when that's going to be. I'm still in the midst of talking with doctors, so if I have to pop off this phone call today kind of quickly, it's because one of those doctors is supposed to call me back today to discuss further what we're doing. So y'all know what's happening with me.
We'll understand. That's what I've been going through until we can finally figure out a time and do and then get it all done. So, but you need to check it out.
For sure. There's no choice there in this.
What symptoms were you having?
None.
None?
Absolutely none.
Was it just a general checkup that caught it?
Yes. Yes, it was just a regular exam that, you know, they did a urine specimen and in the blood work that this popped up. And that was it started when I had my physical in October, and then followed up with more blood work and urine specimens, so it jumped up again by January, and now it's up again more now.
Goodness.
Yeah. So apparently with the kidneys, they can't diagnose what to do or, you know, what kind of medication to put you on or anything until they do a biopsy. When I talked to the doctor today further, you know, of course, the first thing you think about with a biopsy is a cancer situation, and I'm not so sure that that's true with the kidneys from what I've read. So that's one of the things I need to talk to the doctor, whatever doctor, whether it's the nephrologist or my regular PCP. And
has arrived.
So apparently they don't know what to treat you with for what you've got going on unless they do a biopsy to see what's actually happening with the kidneys.
Did they restrict you or do anything with food?
No, nothing. Nothing. Though, you know, in the instructions they give you for kidney disease, it does say to get on, you know, a more plant-based type of eating. But there was nothing from the doctors enforcing, you know, that you should be eating this and not that.
I'm going to have to ask the gal, Charlotte, that lives with us, because she's on a major kidney problem right now. whether she had a biopsy or not. I don't remember her saying that she did. And I think I would have remembered it.
Right.
She just said they're checking me or testing me, but, and she has, you know, pretty thorough knowledge of what hers was. They took her off of all potassium. Any food that's got any potassium in it at all.
Oh, I remember you saying that.
Yeah, that's what they did. And boy, that makes a real limit, so I don't know, but it did come back. Everything leveled out.
Yeah.
Or is better. You're still on it, but no potassium. But, or practically none, you know, as little as possible. She has a real, we just printed out a list of the foods, so she had a more thorough listing of foods because they didn't even tell her what. You know, they told her a few things that she could eat, and that was it. And then when we got the list from the Kidney Association, they had a whole lot more information listed than what the doctor said. So I don't know whether that would be anything applicable to what you're talking about or not. I'll have to ask.
Well, I don't know, but I never thought to check with on the Internet for the Kidney Association. So that will point me in a direction right off the bat.
Well, that's good. I did to get that was, why it was obliged for me, I didn't go there. It looked like the best listing for food to eat.
Uh-huh.
Then I went looking. I went looking for a list of low potassium foods, and it came up real strong under the Kidney Association, so maybe that's a common denominator with kidney problems.
Maybe. That may be, and the more information I have before I go biopsy, the better, you know?
Why low potassium, Char, do you know?
Pardon me?
Why low potassium?
Because her potassium was too high and it affects the kidneys.
Oh,
it works hard.
Okay.
The potassium works hard on the kidneys.
But it also helps lower blood pressure. Does she have a blood pressure problem?
Oh, yeah. She's got a blood pressure problem, too. And she's diabetic, so.
That seems to go hand in hand. The high blood pressure with kidney issues.
Right.
Seems to be just, it's like which created which problem. The high blood pressure creating the kidney problem, or the kidney problem creating the high blood pressure?
Yeah, which one's the result and which one's the factor?
I think high blood pressure can destroy your kidneys.
Yeah, and I've had that for a lot of years.
But potassium, I believe, lowers blood pressure.
It does, but it's also in everything you can possibly put in your mouth. It's just about the matter of fact of how much is in there. Mm. And there's very few foods that are low in potassium. I mean, like, you could practically count on one hand. I mean, maybe 10. And that's counting the vegetables. I mean, she can have, what can she have? She can have lemon. And she can have, I guess it's watermelon with the other ones that was low in potassium. But there's practically no fruit. Oh, strawberries. You can have strawberries. And then for vegetables, she can have cabbage. That one, she eats a ton of cabbage. And, I can't think what else besides cabbage. There's about 3 or 4 vegetables I know that she eats in a salad. Oh, and she can have a little bit of rice, but not very much because of her diabetes, of course. So, I mean, I've never seen anybody so restricted as she is right now. So, I don't know. And her doctor has a pretty good, she says a fairly good handle on nutrition for some nutrition, maybe she put it. I can't remember exactly how she says it. So anyway,
Yeah, well, all more stuff for me to bring up, you know, in my conversation, so.
Yeah, well, yeah, to ask questions to get, you know, answers for what, you know, you can possibly do is what something on would be, you know, for definite. But, you know, when you don't know where to start.
Right, yes. Yes, absolutely. So that's my dilemma anyway. That's where I am at this point. So, like I said, until I get this kind of, under control, I just am going to, have to beg leave of you for Wednesdays, and hopefully I'll be back once I get things all squared away.
Well, we'll sure keep you in our prayers also, and, you know, anytime you can pop in just to let us know what's going on, do that.
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely will. I'll keep you informed as to how we progress.
Or even a one-sentence email. And if you send it to Nancy, everybody else will get it too. So.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
It can even be in the subject line, Betty.
Okay.
I cheat and do that every so often, so.
Yeah. Does anybody else have any thoughts or concerns for today?
I couldn't get back in yesterday. I don't know if anybody else could, but I couldn't.
Joanne and I did.
I tried at least three times.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't have any trouble getting back on. I assume I was on the right line. Somebody else was on the line besides the two of us because we came in on one line. And somebody else was on the line. And maybe it was just the recording dialing back in that was still running. I don't know. It could have been that.
I don't know. I kept trying and it didn't go through.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Something was wrong with the line, that was for sure.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll say. That was more than a little annoying, wasn't it?
That was awful.
I could not determine what anybody was saying.
Yeah, it was bad, bad.
Yeah.
I guess sometimes you get what you pay for.
We've good so far, so I guess we have nothing to complain about, huh?
That's true.
Nice, quiet. We're going to be 63 degrees here today.
Oh,
I'm looking forward to it.
We're going to single digits.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 63 yesterday. It's snowing now, and it's going to single digits tonight.
We have all the rain at this point, so this is the transition throughout today, going from the rain this morning into the snow later this afternoon. Freezing rain, snow. And then tomorrow night.
Really bad. And Rochester.
Really?
Yeah. At least that's what they said last night.
Wow. Well, at least it's short-lived.
Yeah. I'm excited that all this for the next week, we're in the lowest daytime number is somewhere in the 50s. I can't remember how low, but and the rest of the time it's in the 60s. So
that's too bad.
Really, really, really.
Oregon. Must be nice, is right.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, well, we haven't had a lot of drastic lows, but we've had a lot of rain. And sinkholes running around the country in this area and all kinds of stuff, people falling into them. But, you know, so I guess we're ready for a little bit of a break there. But you guys just keep CJ in your prayers because we want him institutionalized until they get something done with him. So, relief.
Absolutely.
And her thoughts. New job.
Who's that, Char?
CJ that lives with us. I don't think I've even talked about it on the call, but he's not here. He's been suicidal for over a month attempting it.
But this is a kid, is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I just didn't feel at liberty, so at this point I'm asking for your prayers. And we've had the police at our door every other day for over a week, every other day. We've got the best officer I've ever seen in my life. I mean, he's not even legal to be doing it because he can go and tell me he does not have to go to school. But he showed up again yesterday morning and he said, "CJ," he banged on the door. He wouldn't answer the door. He said, "Open this door."
Mm.
And finally he opened the door and then told him, "You got 20 minutes to get dressed and get your butt up at school or I'll be right back out." And he came in the hallway, and about the time he came in, Marie called, and she had never talked to him even on the phone, and I put her on the phone with him, and she was checking to see if I guess the school had called and told her he wasn't at school. And he talked to her and told her in no uncertain terms, "You gotta do something different than what you're doing." He says, you're assisting him to do what he's doing because there are no guidelines and no boundaries. And, you know, one person told her, "Don't do anything to cause him to leave the house there because then we can't have any control or even any connection. He'll be out on the street and or somewhere else where you don't know where he is, and he can't even try and get help for a counselor and so forth." So, you know, she's between the devil and the deep blue sea, but he talked to her and she kept asking questions, and he goes, "You're asking me how to go about this? Take the things away from him." And he's got this abating this situation, like, "Do you pay this phone bill for his iPhone? Take it away from him. Cut it off." And then he says, "Well, you know, that's easy. Take the keys away from him." And he says, "You're asking me what to do next? You gotta be one step ahead of your 18-year-old son if you're gonna have any influence on this situation at all." I mean, he was really strong with her. And so anyway, he waited until he was ready to leave, and I don't know whether he followed him or not outside. I just looked to see if he stayed. But anyway, we get a call last night that he's in an emergency, and Marie doesn't even have permission to go to the hospital because he has to give them permission to call her in the first place, and then he has to give them permission that she is allowed to come to the hospital. I just can't believe the laws. I mean, it just
oh my.
And so anyway, they called back and said she had permission, so she was out again this morning. I read the text that said his blood sugar is over 500. They can't transport him to another hospital until it's under 500, and they do have a bed in another facility that they're going to give him. So I hope that's the psych ward. I'm praying that that's the psych ward. I would think that would be the only reason they would be keeping him, because he's attempted suicide over and over. And, and who hauled him to the hospital was the same officer. I don't know where he found him or where he picked him up because he never made it to school. I knew that. But the officer is the one that found him. He says, I'm gonna keep that kid in my radar." He says, "He's too good a kid to, too talented, too bright to let slip through." He says, "I'm not gonna let that happen. Anything I can do about." So he's doing stuff that isn't even allowed because the other officer that over this officer said, "We can't do anything more. Because we've done it all we can do. We can't even force him to go to school. He has his own rights." And he's smart enough that his dad was going to cut off the child support. But as long as he shows up at school every 11th day, he's kept on the records as being in school. And that's what has to happen before his dad is legally able to cut off the child support. You know, so I'm going, let's see, there's got to be some other answers to this.
Has anybody called the suicide hotline, Jar?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if she did the hotline, but she's got a counselor that knows what's going on that works out of the same hospital he was taken to. But But they just say, no, we can't admit him unless at the moment, at the very moment, he is telling us he's suicidal or done something drastic at that moment. Now, I don't know where they're coming up with whatever happened to the law that if you're at risk to yourself or someone else, that, you know, anybody's allowed to take charge of the situation and do something about it. No. Or at least the beginning of it, but a parent that's had full custody since he was born, or since he was 18 months, I don't know how long they were together, I can't remember, but anyway, that's when he came down, or that's when they diagnosed him with type 1 diabetes. So he hadn't even been taking his insulin or anything else.
Well, that's a form of suicide right there.
Oh, it is. I know.
Yeah.
You know, he's very smart.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's just been a nightmare around here, guys.
This policeman could be a very strong influence in his life right now.
Oh, I know. Oh, he hates me. Standing. He screams at him.
Mm. Well, sure.
You know, of course, yeah, because he's not getting what he wants. Yeah.
And the louder he screams, the more he wants in there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the officer knows that. And
yeah. A young guy?
He's just bugging. Yeah,
How old is the policeman?
Oh, I would say maybe 40.
So a good father figure.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, now that you know, you can keep that situation in your prayer.
Boy.
Absolutely.
Our prayer list is getting pretty long, isn't it, there?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But that's okay, too.
And they do work.
Yes, for sure they do.
Yeah. Yep. I do know the situation on that.
Yeah.
Very well. So, anyway, I guess we're...
An interesting call today.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, one thing I did want to bring up for everybody that I had found was, I don't know if you knew there was, that Smart Balance is removing the GMOs from their butter spreads. And I hadn't heard that. So that's because the consumers have made that known that they want it done, so they're removing the GMOs.
How long is it going to take them to do it, did they say?
They said they're in 30 days, that it'll take 90 days for it to be all, you know.
Wow, that's huge.
So,
wow. People
are becoming more verbal.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
It's getting the attention. When I heard something and I ran over to look at what was going on, it was a detective show. It's two females. I can't remember what the name of it is. Starts with an R, I think. One of them, it's their last names, I think. One of them, one's a detective, and I don't know how the other one figures into it. They're both working cross paths. But anyway, one was saying to the other something, I thought I heard GMOs. It was due to they're under investigation for fraudulent product and something with and I heard GMOs and I go, what? This is a, you know, one of these detective shows, and I'm going and I listened and yeah, that's exactly what she was saying. And I thought, well, if this is part of the culprit of having criminal charges filed against, I'm going, this is pretty interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, so I thought, yeah, I don't care where it comes from. As long as it keeps flashing up, you know.
Bring yes,
it
exactly.
You know, and they probably, a lot of them do that that wouldn't do us. Who knows, you know, what people do for entertainment. Not me, but he was really good yesterday, too. I only got in on a tiny bit of it, so I put it down and only put two on the DVD so I could get it copied off, make sure it was a take, and go through it, because I didn't at all get to go through it. I got kids, had kids down here wanting to make milk yesterday. So we did hemp and we did almond and what did I do? Almond and rice first straight almond. First day was straight almond, then yesterday was almond with rice, and they really liked that with a little bit. It's just almond and rice, I guess. Then the next one I did was hemp, and that had no flavor at all. That was just blah. And
yes.
Strangely enough, it didn't have any richness to it either. So I just kept rerunning it until I got it something that was palatable. And they told me, well, we still like the other one better, that's the almond and rice. And I cooked the rice to make that happen. I didn't just soak it. And we didn't use a milk maker. We were using just the blender. And it came
out
wonderful.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, I had to be something simple.
Yeah.
So they could cut their costs way down by using, I used 2/3 rice. Two-thirds of a cup of rice boiled, and then and I used brown rice, and then I put in a third of a cup of soaked almonds. And you could easily use cashews instead of it if you didn't end up getting too many cashews. So but the almonds I knew were safe, and I knew they were buying almond milk. Both of them were using almond milk from a grocery store, and boy, they could tell the difference in doing it. So run it in the blender. I didn't even use the Vitamix because neither of them have it, and they're not going to go out and purchase that, I know. But it was at the request of my granddaughter that started it, and the other little girl is the next door neighbor, who is the mother that I helped with the thyroid condition. And she's drinking it and loving it at home, but they're using flaxseed milk that her mom's picking up discounted at one of the discount grocery stores. But I know she's paying way more than what it would cost to make this. And she's old enough that she can do it herself. So, and she says, her mom, I talked to her mom yesterday, and she says she's taking a great interest in being in the kitchen and doing things. I said, that's good. That's very good for you, since you homeschool all three of them. So, you know, your gradual pays off.
Yeah.
He's a mom that doesn't let him get by with very much. Pardon?
Do you soak the almonds before you use them?
I soaked them overnight. I soaked them overnight and the third of a cup. And the first night it was a full cup, and then the second night it was just a third of a cup. And I said, well, that's the biggest expense. It's not the brown rice, of course. So let's cut that back, and just whole almonds, peel and all, nothing special, raw almonds. And the second night, they didn't get over here until in the afternoon, so they were soaked, you know, almost 24 hours, I guess. But it doesn't really matter. I took the water off of them, was going to put them in the refrigerator, and I just let them set in the sink and drain. I thought, oh, heck, it's not hot over here, and nothing's going to happen. I'll just leave them at room temperature. And then when I run it in the blender, I run it until it was almost as though it was cooked. So that means it will stay fresher also, even with the almonds being that way. And if you jar that when it's hot, because you run the blender so long that it's heated it up, it will seal and it will keep for weeks in the refrigerator. Anything that you jar and you have the product hot, like even putting soup in, it will make a seal on it. And I don't keep it outside the refrigerator because I've not, you know, done it like hot pack or, you know, where the jar is hot and all of that. I've not gone to that extent. I just put it in the jar if you wanted to make sure, you know, heat up the lid a little bit and put it on the top, and you'd make sure that you had it. So once, if the food's hot and brings the temperature of the jar up, it will make a seal that will hold in the refrigerator. That's what I've seen with any of the stuff that I've jarred hot. So I try and get the leftovers in the jar right away because I know it's going to stay much fresher that way. that them any help when they're doing that stuff.
So then you don't strain it at all. You just use it.
Oh. You just have to shake it up. You run it the second time. Like I was doing it in the blend tech, which I've got to call them because in my two blenders, not my Vitamix, but the one on my Bosch and that are out of commission right now, the blend tech, because it ground up one of the washers. It's like it sucked it up from underneath and ground it up into the next batch I did later in the day with coconut milk, and I run that twice. Now, running that machine twice should not cause a problem, and it's under warranty, so I'm calling this morning to find out what it was.
Has left the conference.
Sure.
Okay, Char, let me ask a question. How much liquid are you putting with your almonds that you soak over about 24 hours?
I think she left. She probably
was
wrong, but.
Well, I didn't quite understand. I was listening to the different ways, but I couldn't quite understand how to fix it.
Yeah, I don't think she gave us an amount of water to use in there with the brown rice and almonds.
Did she give an actual amount for either of those, though?
Yeah, she said 2/3 of a cup of brown rice that had been boiled and 1/3 cup of the whole almonds that were soaked overnight.
Okay. I wasn't listening that closely. But either she had to hang up quickly or she disconnected herself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get it another day.
Yep.
I'm looking at my book for some reason, and this book just popped out at me. It's a wonderful, wonderful story. I thought it was true, and Jamie said no, he got it for me. And the book, the title is Still Alice, person's name Alice. The author is Lisa Genova, Genova. In your spare time.
Has arrived.
Anybody still there?
Yeah, we're here.
Well, I just had a power outage. It was a flicker, and it came on, and then it was another flicker and came on. Of course, I was on a cordless, and so it disconnected me, and it's still out. So don't go figure. Somebody's hit a power pole or something because there is not a breath of air outside. It's not raining. It's not doing anything. Just to add to it. But I thought I'd at least call back and let you know.
Well, we were trying to figure out how much water you put in with your milk with brown rice and almonds.
Okay, with the cup of, or 2/3 of a cup of, well, you cook the rice, so that is just done the regular, amount that you would use. And I cooked it till it was pretty soft because I knew it would break it up that much faster. And it's 4 cups of water. Cups of water and then 1 cup of whatever you're using, like almonds or what, I just divide it up. If it's supposed to be a cup, I'd start with 1/3 of a cup of almonds and 2/3 cup of rice and cook that amount of rice. And once I saw about how much that was, you could dig it out of any pot of rice and, that you've used for something else or whatever that's left.
Right.
So
is it 2/3 of a cup raw rice or cooked rice?
No, raw rice.
And 1/3 of a cup of almonds or a
raw
cup of almonds?
1/3 of a cup of, the two make up 1 cup on the recipe.
Okay.
So when they're raw. So I just divide them out, and I did the same thing when I made the hemp, and the hemp was so watery that I threw in another 1/2 cup of hemp, because you don't soak it, and there's no weight to that. See, there's no substance to the hemp. It's just like feathers. I mean, it's lighter than coconut. And then the same thing, well, the coconut I don't usually make so strong, but because I was going to use it for coconut milk, I made it stronger than what they said. I think the coconut milk was something like, I want to say 1/4 of a cup to 2 cups of water for coconut milk. And boy, you've got it very blue. I mean, it's not going to be the butter fat that's in regular coconut milk. It can't, I'm sure it can't possibly be. So you just did that, I adjust so that I can see how much. I thought there was somebody at the door. So I can see, you know, how much richness there is. You know what it comes out of the can like, what it tastes like. And so that's what I went for when I put the, I use the unsweetened, really fine coconut. And, you know, even in that, running it twice, there's still a tiny, tiny bit of thickness in it. Well, there is when you open the can anyway, so it's not any different than that, except maybe not quite as creamy. So it depends on what you're using it in, but the, with the rice and the coconut, it, that worked out fine. And, you know, they were very, very pleased with the taste and all. I did add, the first time with the straight almond milk, over just one cup of almonds, I didn't add any sweetness at all. And so I thought, well, you know, these kids were still used to, the sweetness of milk. They haven't been off of it that long. And one of them isn't entirely off of it. Hannah says, I like the taste of the regular milk on the cereal or something, she said. I think that's what it was because it wasn't drinking it. I put in 2 tablespoons of agave. And, they really like that. And especially when I did the, rice because it doesn't have the, you know, the flavor that the almonds did. And I put 1 teaspoon of vanilla, come to think of it. And 1 pinch of salt, real salt. So, you can doctor it how much your taste buds, my taste buds wouldn't require anything. So, you know, I've been off of that stuff for so long, so. Anyway. But it's easy, couldn't be any easier. And when you figure out what it's like making coconut milk instead of making, buying the can, it's, you know, 6 cents to make it.
I need to talk to you before you run out the door.
Okay, I'm going to go. Danny just came down, so.
Yeah,
we have no power. As you can tell.
Time
what? I'm sorry.
Patty?
Yeah.
Appreciate you more every day. Thank you.
Okay. Oh,
have a good one.
You're welcome, Betty. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Betty.
Bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.